What's up, world? I'm Cameron McKinney, and this is Pop Culture Spotlight, a podcast about the movie Lousy Carter. Here's a quick synopsis. Lousy Carter, an underachieving English teacher, is given a terminal diagnosis. The film stars David Krumholz, Martin Short, Olivia Thirlby, Jocelyn DeBoer, Luxi Banner, and Stephen Root. Standout performances. Even if you don't know him by name, you've seen David Krumholz in movies, which include The Santa Claus, where he played the head elf Bernard, aspiring actor Ben in Slums of Beverly Hills, and Shakespeare-loving Michael in the teen comedy 10 Things I Hate About You. As a younger actor, what was so intriguing about Krumholz was the fact that you noticed him even though he wasn't the lead of the movies he was in. One of the best parts about Adam's Family Values and The Ice Storm is David Krumholz in supporting roles. Like, the kid actors we remember are usually the lead ones. Haley Joel Osment in The Sixth Sense, Macaulay Culkin in the Home Alone movies. I mean, those kids were stars because they were given leading opportunities. What's so interesting about David Krumholz is people noticed him even though he was a supporting actor. It's rare for a young actor to be a scene stealer. I've recently also watched Numbers for the first time, and he's brilliant as math prodigy Charlie Epps. Krumholz is a character actor, so he doesn't always get a lot of love for his work, but that's changing. He's been recognized for giving one of the best performances in Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. One might go as far to say he's the heart of that movie. He brought real earnestness to the role of Robbie. Lousy Carter sees Krumholz in a rare leading role where he's playing a pretty unlikable character. What it showcases is how funny Krumholz can be, which shouldn't be that big of a surprise given his history with Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen. This is one of the things I love about movies, is seeing an actor pop up in a bunch of things for like 5 to 10 minutes at a time, seeing him in so many movies, and then finally you get to see him get big opportunities. Seeing David Krumholz in Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer was mind-blowing. It wasn't just the fact he was in that movie, it was how big of a role he played in that film. It's just great to see an actor who's been really good and really consistent for a long time finally get a moment of recognition. Here's what Krumholz told RogerEbert.com about seeing himself in the character of Lousy. Quote, "I think there's a lot of similarities between how Lousy sees himself and how I see myself. I live in a perpetual state of embarrassment, and I think Lousy does too. However, I'm much more optimistic about the future, and Lousy has kind of lost hope. I think Lousy very much is in lament of his solitude. Even with friends and ex-girlfriends and his mom, he feels very alone. I don't feel alone." So because David Krumholz has been a character actor his entire career, his fans like me who watch movies really have no relationship with him as a person. We don't know this. So seeing him as this character and him saying that he sees himself in the character is really interesting to me. Playing Krumholz's best friend in Lousy Carter is Martin Starr, who is best known for his work on the television shows Freaks and Geeks and Party of Five, both canceled too soon, and Silicon Valley. He also played a key role in one of my favorite movies of all time, Adventureland. He's a great foil for Krumholz due to the fact that he's the master of deadpan humor. And finally, actress Olivia Thirlby has quietly been a great supporting actress for a while now, appearing in movies such as Juno, No Strings Attached, Dread, and Chappaquiddick. 2023 was a big year for her, as she, like Krumholz, had a role in Oppenheimer and the movie Dumb Money. In Lousy Carter, she plays an ex who is still friendly with Lousy, despite all of his problems and the fact that she thinks he's selfish. I personally believe there is a large amount of people who watch movies and like it when the main characters are ones who go through an arc. They begin the movie one way and end it in another way. Whether it's believable or not, people seem to like transformations. What's interesting about this movie, Lousy Carter, is there is no drastic change in the main character, even when when he's told he's dying. And I think that's the point of the movie. It's trying to be a true character study on this kind of person. These kinds of people do exist. It's more realistic that this kind of life-altering news wouldn't really change who you are as a person. If I had to guess, the people who are going to have a problem with this movie are the ones who are going to be like, why do I want to spend all of this time with lousy Carter? Yes, he's a funny personality, but he's not likable, and I don't like watching him on screen. And I get that. I like watching movies where people change, even if it's not believable. I like it when the main character goes through an amazing transformation and isn't the same guy at the end of the movie. We all like those kind of movies because we all want to live in that kind of reality. I just think that the lousy Carter reality is more realistic than those other films. People usually don't change. You may even become more of who you are after life-altering news like you're going to die. The other part of the movie that I think is going to be the most polarizing, which I'm not going to spoil, is the ending of this movie. If that ending does not click with you, you are going to look back and think, wow, what an entire waste of a movie. I liked the ending. I understood the message of the movie. But if you don't like spending time with this character and you don't agree with the movie's ending, then I could understand you having an issue with it. What I'm saying is, Lousy Carter is not a movie for everyone. What I liked most about the movie was the sharp dialogue. Lousy Carter has hilarious dialogue. I'll admit, I'm a sucker for good dialogue in a movie. I prefer it over a decent plot. If I were going to compare this to a past movie, it would be Noah Baumbach's Greenberg, starring Ben Stiller. Both movies are about adult males who blame their lack of success on outside factors instead of themselves. So if you are one of the many people who had a problem with Greenberg, you're most likely not going to like the movie Lousy Carter. I think Greenberg is one of the most underrated films of Noah Baumbach's filmography. I think it's one of Ben Stiller's best performances. It was the first movie I saw Greta Gerwig in. I think another movie you could also compare Lousy Carter to is Funny People. In Funny People, Adam Sandler plays a famous comedian who is given a terminal diagnosis, and he begins to change, but by the end of the movie, when he learns he's going to live, he reverts back to exactly who he was before. Lousy Carter is a human being who is holding himself back, but is blaming other people for his lack of success in life, and I do think that is something that happens in real life. This character feels like a real person, and that was the point of it, and that's what I liked about the movie, is you could totally see a person like this existing in the real world. We've all met or been like Lousy Carter at times. I mean, what really resonated with me about the character is how highly he thought of himself. I mean, even when others and his students were calling him out, he was so confident about what he was saying. He was acting like he was the only expert on any given subject matter. I've talked about this before on this podcast many of times. I also just love movies that have a consistent tone. Every performance in this movie feels in step with the movie. And I think that's especially key for a movie that's trying to be funny. That all of the performances feel like they're in the same movie. That there's nobody really going for it. Why I think it's perfect that David Krumholtz, of all people, is playing this character is because the movie 100% benefits from my past history of watching David Krumholtz. I earlier talked about a ton of movies he was in. Well, guess what? He was super young in all of those movies. He was super young in Numbers. I haven't until recently with Oppenheimer seen him play like real adult characters, and now I'm seeing him play a character who is looking back at his own life. And it's really cool to see a guy who you watched as a kid be Bernard the Elf now being this full-grown adult character. One of the scenes that I related to most in Lousy Carter is when Lousy, for the first time in a while, sees his sister and they see their childhoods in different lights. Like, I just think that's the most relatable thing of the movie, that you and your sibling do not have the same idea of how your childhood was. One of them will think it was really good, the other will say it was a really bad time, and sometimes you meet in the middle, but you're never going to have the exact same viewpoint on your childhood, even though you grew up in the same home. So earlier in the podcast, I was talking about how the character of Lousy isn't likable. I think another interesting thing about this movie is by the end of it, you could say none of the characters are likable, and I don't think that should matter at all. I hear that all the time. I didn't like this movie because I didn't root for any of the characters. I didn't like this movie because none of the characters learned their lessons. That doesn't happen in real life. Sometimes you go through an experience where you should be learning something from it, but you don't. And I think in part what Lousy Carter is about, that sometimes when you're supposed to learn those lessons, it's too late. We all think that if tomorrow we were told that we were dying, that we would become our best selves, that we would spend our time doing the right things. But this movie is asking the question, what if you become your worst self? What if the real you really comes out? And that's what happens in the case of Lousy Carter. He becomes the absolute worst version of himself. I really like seeing actors who usually play likable characters play these kind of guys like Lousy Carter. I loved seeing Adam Sandler in Funny People. I loved seeing Ben Stiller in Greenberg. And I love seeing David Krumholtz in Lousy Carter. I know a lot of people will say, I don't want to see Adam Sandler play a loser like that. I don't want to see Ben Stiller play a terrible human being. And I think the truth is they're not terrible human beings. They are just realistic human beings. There are definitely real people like these characters, and they are like this way because of how we rate success. Are you successful in life? And if you are not viewed as successful, you will blame outside factors. That's what Greenberg does, and that's what Lousy Carter does. I do wonder what David Krumholtz's movie career looks like from now on. I think he's going to get a big jump off of Oppenheimer. I think he could remain a character actor, but if I were a studio, I would definitely want to give David Krumholtz a big role in like an upcoming blockbuster. He's talked about the fact that he wants to be in a Marvel movie, and I think it makes a ton of sense for an actor like that to be in a Marvel movie. That's who you want to be in a Marvel movie, because Marvel movies used to be a bunch of actors who you don't know, and then they blew up. Chris Evans wasn't really Chris Evans before he was Captain America. The same for Chris Hemsworth. I think people are bored at seeing already mega movie stars play superheroes. I think we're kind of done with that. We get it. You've had some success with it. Now it's time to go back to making people stars. I would love to see David Krumholtz in a Marvel movie, and I can't be alone on that one. But then after saying that, I do wonder if I think the thing I like most about David Krumholtz is he's kind of a hidden gem of an actor. If everyone thought that David Krumholtz was one of the best actors alive, I don't think I would find him as interesting. He's always somebody I liked. I liked him in The Santa Claus. I know I'm not alone on that one. I liked him in Adam's Family Values. I know I'm not alone on that one. The show Numbers was popular. But then, as the years have gone on, there's been less talk about David Krumholtz, and now he's re-emerged with Oppenheimer. He's back in the zeitgeist, working with the biggest director in the world, Christopher Nolan. I know we will be looking back at Oppenheimer for a long time because it won Best Picture. Christopher Nolan won his Oscar. But I wonder, will we be looking back at it as a movie that resurrected really big careers? Like, I think Alden Ehrenreich really benefited from being in that movie. He was really good in it. Josh Hartnett is having a moment. He's the lead of the next M. Night Shyamalan movie, in part because of Oppenheimer. And then David Krumholtz. Like, I'm just fascinated to see where those free actors are in the next 5 years. I think Alden Ehrenreich is going to emerge. Like, I think that guy is going to be a movie star in the next 5 years, like he was supposed supposed to be. I know the solo thing didn't work out, but I think Oppenheimer and then Fair Play are going to turn him into a movie star again. For Hartnett, I don't know how many leading roles he's going to be given, but I like the directors that he's working with. He's working with Guy Ritchie. He's working with M. Night Shyamalan. He's working with Christopher Nolan. Krumholtz is the one I really don't have a gauge in. I could see him working with a Judd Apatow again, working with a Seth Rogen again. I could see him as a supporting character in blockbusters, but I could also see him be the lead of more indie films like Lousy Carter. I think what we've learned with Oppenheimer and now Lousy Carter is that David Krumholtz is an actor that a lot of people care about. They cared about his success. Everyone loved the fact that we saw Bernard again in a big movie like Oppenheimer, and now he's given the chance to be the lead of a movie like Lousy Carter. Krumholtz is far and away the biggest reason I seek this movie out. After seeing him in Oppenheimer, I was like, oh, well, wait, he's going to be the lead of this movie? I want to see what he does next, because he was a forgotten actor in my mind. Yes, I watched the movie 10 Things I Hate About You about 5 times a year, and I think to myself, why isn't David Krumholtz a bigger star? Now he's back in my mind. I saw Oppenheimer, and I seeked out a film like Lousy Carter. I don't know how many people had the same thought I did. The movie wasn't that big in movie theaters. I don't know what it's doing on the streaming services or VOD, but what I do know is that it's a really good movie with a solid performance from David Krumholtz. I don't want to get too meta on this podcast, but I do wonder if in 15 years from now, we're going to have a version of David Krumholtz. Like I've said numerous times on this podcast, we all have a history of David Krumholtz as an actor. Do young people have history with actors anymore, or is it all about big blockbuster movies? Do they have a history with a supporting actor like David Krumholtz? Like, I was excited for David Krumholtz to reemerge as an actor. Do younger people even have that history with actors anymore? Do they care about the careers of supporting actors who they saw in movies when they were a kid? I have no idea the answer to this question. I don't know if anybody is really invested in the careers of Millie Bobby Brown or Finn Wolfhard, but those are big time young actors. People see them because they're in popular shows. I'm talking about a guy in David Krumholtz who would show up in movies for about 10 to 20 minutes, take over the movie at points, and we all kind of cared about his career, and then he went away, and now he's reemerging. I'm wondering if there will be another David Krumholtz type in the future, because I think those kind of actors are good for movies. It's good to care about actors who aren't always the leads. It's good to care about supporting actors, because then you can celebrate when they are given leading roles. That is something I love most about movies, is when forgotten figures come out of nowhere and become big again. It happened with Brendan Fraser. He won an Oscar. It happened with Ke-Hee Kwan. He won an Oscar. David Krumholtz is having a moment. Now, he's not going to win an Oscar right now, but he is having a moment with Oppenheimer and with Lousy Carter, and that is something I would like to continue. I love it when an actor I haven't seen in a while gets a big role. Pamela Anderson was just cast in the new Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson. I mean, I can't wait for that. I don't know. I have no relationship with Pam Anderson as a performer, but I just love a comeback for an actor, no matter who they are. I hope she succeeds. I can't wait to talk about the next Naked Gun movie starring Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson, because I never could have predicted that she would be given that opportunity. And when it comes to David Krumholtz, I hope he continues to get opportunities like Oppenheimer and like Lousy Carter, because he really is a brilliant actor. And I truly believe if you, like me, have a history of watching David Krumholtz in movies like 10 Things I Hate About You and The Santa Claus, then you should definitely give Lousy Carter a chance, because it really is wild to see David Krumholtz play a character like Lousy Carter. It's a fun movie. It's a funny movie. It has a wild ending. And most importantly, he's great in it. And the movie is just organically funny, which isn't something you can say about most comedies nowadays. They feel forced. This movie is funny without really trying. And the other big selling point is seeing David Krumholtz with Martin Starr. I think these are two of the most underrated actors of their generation. They've been friends of other famous actors, Seth Rogen and Jason Segel. I think it's time to give them their due. And I think Lousy Carter is a great showcase for both David Krumholtz and Martin Starr. Thanks for listening to this edition of Pop Culture Spotlight. I'm Cameron McKinney, and there'll be a new episode of the podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I highly recommend you check out the movie Lousy Carter. Next week on the podcast, I'm talking about Alex Garland's Civil War starring Kirsten Dunst. So tune into that and please rate, review, and subscribe.